Man Marv's Notebook for August 12th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2016. So, funny story that happened, like, almost after I finished recording my last episode yesterday. I was doing that cesspool closure inspection, and when the contractor was pumping out the cesspool, he opened it up, and apparently this cesspool had never been cleaned out in its entire 50 plus years of existence. So, as you might imagine, black muck that is like god awful. And somehow there was this one little frog that was living in the filth. And they pumped out all the muck, or pretty much all the muck, and yet they somehow managed to not suck up the frog. And there was some discussion going around about whether the frog would even survive once they started backfilling with the CLSM. So eventually the job's not going to stop over one little frog, so they start pouring in the concrete. And this is where, when I was watching it, started to remember that old parable about, the donkey that fell into a well, and the farmer who owned the well figured it was not worth the effort of saving a donkey and just started filling in the well with dirt. Anyway, the moral of the story is that, if life throws you crap as a donkey at the bottom of a well, you just shake it off, step up, and eventually you'll dig your way out by just stepping up. So I'm not sure how life imitated art, but the contractor filled up the cesspool with the CLSM. And yet that frog seemed to stay one step ahead of him and kept rising with the concrete, staying just a little bit above. And it was looking pretty good for the frog up until, I'd want to say, the last foot, the last 6 inches of fill. At that point, I think the contractor really wanted to get it, so he started aiming that stream of concrete coming off of the truck, and finally got that frog, and covered it with concrete, and it sank in. And anyway, I'm not sure if that actually killed the frog. I didn't see it get out, but something tells me if it survived all those years, or however long it was inside that cesspool, a little bit of concrete's not really gonna stop it. And I'm not sure if there's a moral to this story, but I just thought it was an interesting story to share. So anyway, I'll talk to you tomorrow.